This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following a deadly ISIS attack in Kabul, Afghanistan, Saturday night, President Trump is becoming more and more eager to bring U.S. troops home from Afghanistan. He's talking of a peace plan with the Taliban, which would keep the country from falling back into terrorist hands.
Well, look, we're there for one reason. We don't want that to be a laboratory, okay? It can't be a laboratory for terror, and we've stopped that.
President Trump also telling reporters he's not worried about the U.S. economy going into a recession, saying he doesn't see one for the U.S. in the near future, although he says if there was to be a downturn in the economy, it would be because he's had to take on other countries who've treated the U.S. poorly. The week will be bringing a heat wave to the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and Southern states, and this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents...
Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I won't.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
An Ohio man heading to court today accused of making threats against the Jewish community. FBI agents say James Reardon posted a video online in which he identified himself as the gunman at a local synagogue, even though the shooting never took place. They searched his mother's home and found a lot of guns, as well as a bulletproof vest and numerous magazines and rounds of ammo. Representatives from over 180 nations have begun a 12-day meeting in Switzerland to talk about protections for vulnerable species. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The envoys to the World Wildlife Conference on Trade in Endangered Fauna and Flora will take up issues like the ivory trade that endangers elephants and the demand for shark fin soup that is taking a severe toll on shark populations. The envoys gather every 3 years to try to make sure that global trade doesn't put wildlife survival at risk.
Same sports broadcaster Jack Whitaker has passed away at 95. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Nine people recovering after a tree fell on them Sunday at a Pennsylvania swim club. They were apparently sitting under a tent at the club not far from Philadelphia when lightning struck the tree and it toppled. The injured included young kids and adults. Three people suffered serious injuries. Gun control supporters turning out for rallies in dozens of U.S. cities across the nation over the weekend. The groups that organized them demanding that lawmakers take steps to reduce gun violence as they point to the recent mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. Police in Portland, Oregon arrested at least 13 people during a weekend of demonstrations that city had been bracing for some time. There was a lot of tension, though, in downtown Portland as hundreds took part in both far-right and far-left rallies. Five people were treated for injuries. And a 12-year-old Ohio boy has made a discovery of some pretty sizable proportions in more ways than one. His discovery happened last month during a family reunion in Millersburg. An odd-looking item was sticking out of the mud in Honey Run Creek, and it caught Jackson Heppner's attention. He went to investigate. It was something that measured more than a foot in length. They took it to some university professors who've been looking at it since, and they've now announced that it turns out it was the upper third molar of a woolly mammoth. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. When you go there, you're going to see a trailer for an upcoming documentary about the family court system. You know, is it abusive and broken? Our next guest, Vaidya Satram, is here with us in just a moment. We're going to talk in more detail about that, Vaidya Satram. And, you know, for those of us that may have experienced family court, it's almost, you know, sounds like a nice term, family court. But in actuality, what is it all about? I mean, listen to this expression from Alec Baldwin in his experience in his celebrated divorce with Kim Basinger, as you'll recall. He says, the American family court is a system that is corrupt on its best day. It is like being tied to the back of a pickup truck and dragged down a gravel road late at night. No one can hear your cries and complaints, and it's not over until they say it's over. As I mentioned, this is Alec Baldwin's testimony about his divorce from actress Kim Basinger. Baldwin is very wealthy, and at the time of his divorce could afford any attorney, and he wanted to represent him. He had access to the best publicist who could spin his story. Yet even Alec Baldwin walked away from his family court experience a changed man with deep and lasting scars. He has since said that while he has no interest in political office, if he were elected, he would seek to reform the family court system because it's so deeply damaged and is dysfunctional. And you imagine what damage it did to the parents, and especially the kids. And here to tell us more about it, Vaidya Satram, as I mentioned, he's a filmmaker and cultural observer. Welcome to the show, Vaid. Appreciate it.
Thanks very much for having me, Bill.
Well, the documentary called Man Down, A Closer Look at Family Court, what motivated you to pursue this documentary?
Well, first of all, it's not a finished documentary. We've shot about 20% of the footage, but we're actually having a Kickstarter as we speak to raise the money to finish the film. So if anyone goes on Kickstarter.com and searches Man Down, you'll see we are trying to finish it. But, of course, we've shot like 37 hours of footage so far. Mm-hmm. So it's quite a bit. But for a feature-length film, there's a lot more. But to answer your question, what made me want to do this film, I had a background in screenwriting years ago. So I was thinking about going the fiction route and filmmaking. But then when I did a documentary course for my grad film, we had to pick a topic. So I was thinking about divorce as a topic, what are the effects of divorce, and I stumbled upon a men's rights website, and I never heard of men's rights my entire life, and I said, what do these guys want? And when I started reading their grievances And they said, well, a lot of men lose custody in family court. They said that, of course, they lose their wealth. And then they said things like false allegations of domestic violence was used against them in family court, all these issues, and then I suddenly got flashbacks of, let's say, when I was a kid, my teens, older cousins going through what it was told, it was referred to me as a quote unquote tough divorce. I had no idea what that meant at the time. And right. I'm 45 years old now. A few years ago when I was doing this course, I was about 40, and at that stage, I had a few friends who had gone through a divorce, so I was able to speak to them firsthand, and they say, "Man, it is no fun. It's in some cases it's a racket." That's what they believe.
Right. People get paid for, you know, and get rewarded, for their behavior, good or bad, and particularly in divorce court, as we have seen happened, and as you are getting anecdotal, feedback, from especially the men and how they're dragged through this. Like you say, due process is out the door. You're guilty until proven innocent, especially if kids are involved. The stories that you hear time and again, it's a wonder that men still want to get married.
I would say that. But I would say that what has been particularly fascinating, what I think is fascinating about this topic, is how society treats, how we perceive men and women. Obviously, we don't look at men and women the same. Now, let's say a feminist would say, if you don't look and treat men and women the same, that's sexism. Well, not necessarily, at least because... Yeah. I don't think some women don't mind what a lot of men tend to do. I think a lot of men, let me put it this way, if the outcome of family court would be that fathers usually get custody of the kids at least 80% of the time, and mothers about, 20%, I think 2%, it's sometimes it's joint, but it is rising, but at least 80%. If at least 80% of the time mothers got custody of the kids, I think fathers got custody of the kids, I think mothers would be taking the streets and would be protesting. There's no doubt in my mind. But why do a lot of fathers, why do a lot of dads take it? I think it's because a lot of men, maybe we have a protective instinct when it comes to women. We don't perceive women exactly the same. It feels wrong to fight back against women. So it's quite possible. What I would say is a lot of the men I've spoken to, the reason why they don't act up as much is because they think fighting back against women, they do that, they'll be called the M word. You guys are just a bunch of misogynists. You have no respect for women and this and that. And I think
even before misogyny came into play, though, Vade, the deck was stacked against men, because the judge would sit there behind the computer and assign X amount of dollars based on the number of children, lifestyle, and that sort of thing, and what the family had got used to live with, and basically it was like, okay, you can take the dad out of the picture, and what it took to run the family, and then meanwhile. The wife, the ex, now the ex-wife, and the children got the lion's share of the man's income, and so he had to get to work. He had to, keep his job and keep working, because the court, there was a court order now above his head, and so what else could he do, right?
And what has been quite compelling, what is a great reason now why the system might be in serious need of reform, is the fact that now we know the effects of fatherlessness. This system has been in place for long enough, and that we know the effects of fatherlessness usually means that there's a higher chance of teen pregnancy for girls, there's a higher chance of boys getting involved in crime, going to prison, there's a higher high school dropout rate. This is really serious, and I think if judges knew that before they pound on that gavel, or if the system knew that if they limited father time with the kids, if they limited it, they are jeopardizing the futures of these children. If they knew that, I think they would think long and hard. But the biggest religion in the world today is also in family court, and that is the religion of money. This is big business. Lawyers get fat off this system.
Exactly. Well, and then at the expense of whoever is the supporter, which is by and large, it is the man who has the job, and suddenly they find a way to, you know, bring their tentacles into any asset that belongs to that family, and the future asset of that family, which happens to be in the form of the male figure who is the provider for the family. Our conversation with Vade Satrum is going to continue, so stay with us right here. I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
From Affirm Films, Provident Films, and the Kinder Brothers comes Overcomer. John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define you?
When you find your identity and the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Overcomer, starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters this Friday. More information is available at overcomermovie.com.
This message is sponsored by GSK. Is your teen vaccinated? Meningitis B is an uncommon but potentially life-threatening illness. If your teen is starting college, make sure you talk to their doctor about how vaccination can help protect them against meningitis B. Only 14.5% of teens have been vaccinated against meningitis B. GSK spokesperson Tiffany Williams.
My younger brother was at his dream college when he contracted meningitis B. His doctors thought it was the flu and told him to rest. 2 days later, he passed away. I can't bring my brother back, but with this message, I hope to educate others to help protect themselves.
Early symptoms of meningitis may appear similar to those of the flu, but can progress quickly and be fatal, sometimes within 24 hours. 1 in 10 people infected with meningitis will die. 1 in 5 survivors will suffer long-term consequences, such as loss of limbs. GSK Vaccines U.S. Vice President, Director of Scientific Affairs and Public Health, Dr. Len Friedland.
Adolescents have higher rates of meningitis due to close contact with each other, sharing drinks or utensils, kissing or coughing. Talk to their doctor about the 2 different types of meningitis vaccines needed to help protect them against the 5 vaccine-preventable groups of meningitis.
Vaccination may not protect all recipients. Learn more at meningitisb.com. Again, that's meningitisb.com. MENINGITISB.com.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh. fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, or if you happen to be in Hawaii, right, like me right now, that's 3 to 6 in the morning will be Hawaiian time. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Vade Sitaram is with us. He is a filmmaker and cultural observer, and what he is doing is something that many men have been calling out for a long time, and that is to have their side of the story told. And Vade is in the middle of, I guess we say the middle, but I'm being generous because he has a Kickstart program underway, a fundraising campaign, to where he can finish this needed documentary titled Man Down, A Closer Look at Family Court. Vade, I wanted to ask you about the whole idea of no-fault divorce. Has that helped or hurt the system?
Well, of course, it depends on who you talk to. Feminists would say, I believe it was feminists in the 60s or 70s, marketed successfully that there were, God only knows how many women in horrible, marriages, and they can't get them under their oppressive husbands. So no-fault divorce would help them a lot. And when that law was passed and suddenly there's no-fault divorce, the divorce rate definitely went up. And of course, that has had an effect on the family.
Mm-hmm. So that's what this is all about, as you said earlier. I mean, this is what we're thinking about here is the kids. And today, when you know people are realizing the effects that it has had on the institution of the family. I mean, we've got shooters running amok, and what seems to be consistent is they've been without a father's influence. And so psychologists, psychiatrists, others, sociologists are looking at this and saying, wait a minute, what have we done in terms of helping or hurting the cause of the family unit here?
Right. There are solutions, whether it's go back to fault divorce or whatever it is, but I think a lawyer, his name is David Pissarra in California, put it very, very clearly to me. He said, I think it's too easy now for you to get married and too difficult to get divorced. I think a better solution would be to flip it, make it a little harder to get married and make it easier to get divorced. There are all these solutions, whether it's bring back fault divorce. What a lot of people have, obviously, their opinions. Obviously, there are some women who are in horrible marriages and would like to get out. But, of course, having fault divorce, you can cite that. Okay, my husband hits me. This happens, that happens. And, of course, if there is any kind of separation, no matter what happens, at least with shared parenting, another possible solution. Some states have already passed laws to encourage shared parenting. They would at least be a modicum amount of time, a fairly equal time, maybe 50-50, 60-40 time with both parents. And the stats it shows clearly when kids grow up with a certain amount of time with both parents, it usually turns out better for them, they go on to college, master's degrees, better income levels, better socialization. There's no two ways about that. I'm sure there are some single parents out there who do a great job, but statistically, both parents raising their kids usually better outcomes.
Well, because look what's happening to society as a result of, people separating in such a way, and basically who is victimized by this process? We're not protecting these kids. And to your point, I think what you're suggesting here, Vade, is that if families going into divorce court realized that this was going, this is going to be, the central decision of the court is going to be everything that promotes the participation of both parents in that child's life on the other side of the divorce. You may be getting divorced, but you still have responsibilities to the family, and the court wants, would do everything it can to say that, the participation would be 50-50, and give me a reason why it shouldn't be 50-50. And what do we do? And there's just no amount of compensation, really, when it comes to the value of a father or a mother in their involvement with the child's life, is there?
Absolutely. I would agree. And what is quite compelling now is because a few states have their move to shared parenting laws. It's going to be very curious to see how it plays out, because it assumes that, okay, the default position is we immediately go to a place of shared parenting and we work from there. You have to have good reason to prove, to say that the other parent should not have equal time with the child. So if you start citing, okay, well, my husband poses a threat to the kids, what is a great quote from Warren Farrell, and I think it's a fair quote. He said,
yeah,
a woman's greatest strength is her facade of weakness, and a man's greatest weakness is his facade of strength. So
good
take
point.
That into,
yeah,
let's say, the allegation of domestic violence. Well, I think my husband hits my kids, or he hits me. That accusation alone is, if they listen to that accusation, instantly separate the father from the kids. And this, it does happen. Mm-hmm. But currently, when an investigation goes through, it might take 2 or 3 months, and they might not find any evidence. Well, the judge says, well, the kids are now used to being with mom for all this time, the majority of the time, so we're going to keep things as is, because anything else is going to hurt the kids' lives. If let's say we move to a place of shared parenting, where that is the default position, and that is also the possible false allegations of domestic violence, if that is also used as a potential ploy, and they listened, and they don't listen to the fact that, okay, we found no evidence, so we're going back to shared parenting. If they do that, it would be no problem. But if they still say, well, no, on the allegation alone, we're going to separate the kids from the father, then when we'll see how strong these shared parenting laws are executed. It's one thing to put it on
exactly
paper, but how does it play out? We'll see in time.
Well, I know for a friend of mine, Fade, when an incident came up where things needed to be looked at a little bit closer by the court, the father was separate. You know, the process took 8 months. 8 months. And meanwhile, the child didn't quite understand what was going on. I mean, all they knew was dad was around on a regular basis, and then suddenly dad's not there. And it's not necessarily, I think to some degree, you know, to the mother's credit, she didn't necessarily say, well, all this stuff that's going on and, you know, whatever, that the child wouldn't have understood. But what the child did understand was something wasn't right. And when left to its own imagination, fortunately, the child was still fairly young, but all they knew was that dad wasn't there. And it took 8 months to resolve the deal. And then even after it was resolved, like you said, it didn't go back to its original design of where the dad was getting almost 50% of the time. They've just said, well, you know, this has been going on, you know, to your point. So let's just leave the status quo right now. How is that fair?
True. And this is a topic that the mainstream media, they don't delve into it as much as they should. You will see them talking about it a little, but I don't think mainstream media likes this as a topic at all. For me to try to find financing for my film has been easy, because they hear the topic and, you know, a lot of, for example, men's rights activists, they question radical feminists and these types of things. And they, like I said, they're not a fan of the topic at all, which is why, you know, I had to have a Kickstarter to go to the public. And what I would tell people is, listen, if the mainstream media is not going to give issues like this a chance, give yourself a chance. Go to Kickstarter.
Exactly.
Put for man down and make a pledge if you want to see this film sooner.
Exactly. This is your voice, man. For a long time, you've been saying, why not? Where is it at? Who's representing us? And this film potentially could go a long way, at least for, you know, this next generation of men coming up, because no doubt this problem will continue. It's already been this way for decades. Vade Sitaram has been our guest filmmaker and cultural observer. Go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com, and there's also a shortcut there to the film, and you can donate there and support the cause. Vade, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Are you occasionally stressed, feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. promote energy levels, and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's stress support, B12, and adrenal support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following a deadly ISIS attack in Kabul, Afghanistan, Saturday night, President Trump is becoming more and more eager to bring U.S. troops home from Afghanistan. He's talking of a peace plan with the Taliban, which would keep the country from falling back into terrorist hands.
Well, look, we're there for one reason. We don't want that to be a laboratory, okay? It can't be a laboratory for terror, and we've stopped that.
President Trump also telling reporters he's not worried about the U.S. economy going into a recession, saying he doesn't see one for the U.S. in the near future, although he says if there was to be a downturn in the economy, it would be because he's had to take on other countries who've treated the U.S. poorly. The week will be bringing a heat wave to the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and Southern states, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
In the silence of the mountains and the crashing off.
Oh, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Eddie Scarry joins us now, commentary writer for the Washington Examiner. Eddie, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much. You know, we got through the weekend. I'm in Aloha-ville in Kauai. And, you know, hey, we could have been here live doing this together, you know?
That would have been fun.
Hey, why not? Real quick plug for your new book. I know you've got more news coming up, but, you know, we've mentioned it before. But this is the first time I've known the title, Privileged Victims, huh?
That's right, Privileged Victims, How America's Culture Fascists Hijacked the Country and Elevated Its Worst People. That's going to be out, well, it's out for right now, pre-sale on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, but it will be in stores and actually out, you know, to get immediately come February, late February.
Mm-hmm. Well, looking forward to that. So you can go to Amazon now and get it pre-ordered. So, hey, we'll be standing by and, you know, waiting for the book to be coming at us. Eddie, so let's talk about this that you've been writing about here. Since when did white men become some of America's greatest threats? What's going on here?
Yeah, well, that's actually one of the main parts of my book. I have a whole chapter about faking hate crimes and, you know, these studies about, and I'm sure all of your listeners have heard them over the course of the last week, if not before that, but especially in the last week, about this new rising threat of right-wing violence, particularly when it comes to white supremacy. It's everywhere, and this predates El Paso. This goes back since 2017 that we've been talking about this, but particularly now, for obvious reasons, we've been talking about it in the national news media. But no, if it's the one thing you might be, if you're going to actually be afraid of white supremacists, is a white person. They're victims, yeah, right. And to buy because of the fact that, according to the FBI, interracial violence is very rare. White people, if they're going to kill someone, it tends to be another white person. Same thing if you're black.
Right.
And then on top of that, it's just the fact that when we have these, there's two different studies. You can look them up. I've written about them at the Washington Examiner. They're in my book, extensively detailed in Privileged Victims. But according to these various studies, they count white supremacy anytime someone's been found to have even World War II memorabilia. They've been found to have anything related to Nazi anything in their homes. Or maybe they were part of a gang in prison that was white supremacy related, which I've never even heard of these gangs, but they're all in my book. If you've been associated with them at any extent, you might even kill your own family member. In one case, and these are included in these studies, you might kill your own baby, and that's considered an act of white supremacy violence simply because they found Nazi memorabilia in your home. Over and over again, that's the case. There was another case where this study was the Anti-Defamation League, and they showed that there was a spike in right-wing violence, 80 or 90% of which they said was white supremacy related, in 2018. And one of the cases involved a man and his wife, who were both, I guess, they had Nazi memorabilia in their home, but they killed a man who owned property that they wanted to basically steal that property from him. They told police, well, we picked this guy, he was a white guy, they picked this guy because his property was off the highway, no one would have known, and there was kind of this whole scheme about inheriting his property and taking all of the stuff that he owned. Like, I think he was like a 69-year-old man, white guy. That's considered white supremacy, again, because they found Nazi memorabilia in their home. So over and over again, you have these different cases when it's just simply not true. There is no spike in white supremacy or right-wing violence in the country.
Well, it seems that the left more and more, I mean, with their unhingement, due process is out the door. I mean, getting the facts, I mean, whether it's what we went through recently in Ohio and El Paso, everybody was so quick to jump to conclusions. And it's interesting, especially when it has anything to do with gun control. But if it's, they pick and choose what works for their narrative, right?
Well, funny you say that. There's a really good story in the Washington Post today that's about how the guy in the El Paso shooter, according to his manifesto that we believe was his, posted online, and then the New Zealand shooting that he kind of drew inspiration from, that guy's manifesto, both of them talked about population, global population overcrowding. They talked about using resources, and the guy in New Zealand was targeting Muslims because of their birth rate tends to be very high in that part of the world. And it was all tied back to overpopulation. Okay, well, that's an environmentalist issue. That's a green party thing. So is this a green party violence we're looking at? Because that's more and more what it sounds like when you actually look at the things they're saying. It has nothing to do with race. Just like almost all of the rest of the white supremacy related violence incidents that they're saying are happening in America throughout the country when they're really not. But again, like we can't. Are we going to pick and choose which ideology is? Because if we are, I'm telling you that there's a lot of evidence that's coming from the green side, and that's not the right.
Right, exactly. And the other thing, Eddie, is that, going back to what you were saying earlier, the way these stories are being presented, whether it has to do with our economy, the threat of recession, there's a lot of, irresponsible reporting. Due process is out the door, because of, their own prejudices are coming out. And they think that they're, I don't know if they believe they're providing a service or, what it is that they're doing, but what they are dumping into the minds of the culture, I think is quite dangerous, because, you know, people have been talking about overcrowding for a long time, and not that it's been a driven narrative, but in some circles, you know, this is something that they chew on and they meditate on. They think, okay, they're going to be the answer to this growing problem, which is, it's all part and parcel of this irresponsible reporting that's been taking place. Maybe as far as overpopulation, I mean, it comes up from time to time. It's not necessarily in the mainstream, but it's all there, and people act out on it. I mean, don't they see a causal relationship here?
Well, Bill, you're asking about if they feel a certain responsibility, or if they feel they're doing a service. Well, the service is a cause, and that's what they're responsible to. The cause is, as greatly detailed in my book, Privileged Victims, coming out in February, it's all about this narrative, which is the privileged against the victim. Who do we determine is the victim, and who's the privileged? Well, of course, in the case of El Paso, the victims are illegal immigrants or immigrants in general, where they're just automatically presumed to have a moral superiority to the rest of everyone. You can find that time and time again in pretty much every major controversy that we talk about in the national media, that we talk about, we have a national discourse about, over and over again. Just look at who's being set up as the victim and who's supposed to be the oppressor. And 9 times out of 10, you'll find out that the victim is actually not a victim at all. There might be there's usually a level playing field, because the culture tends to prop up the victim. They say, well, this is the person you have to defer to. This is the person who has the moral superiority. And again, that's why, that is why there's this supposed rash of white supremacy plaguing the nation, because, well, white people in this country are considered the oppressors. They're the ones who are oppressing the aggrieved, the oppressed, the victims by nature of their own race, their gender, their sexuality. So just look at that. Anytime you have a question about what's going on here, why are we talking about the story, it's always the victim versus the privileged.
Right, exactly. And what happens if the media finds itself on the wrong side of this?
Well, they are on the wrong side of it, and that's what my book talks about.
Okay, Yeah, see, because more and more, I mean, this is being challenged, Eddie, and I appreciate what you've done with this book to call it out, because it's been needed for a long time. But, you know, we would hope that, because in the process of all this, you know, professional journalism has taken a hit, and it's been compromised, has it not?
Oh, sure, yeah, and that's what the whole book seeks to expose. It is. But again, journalists feel like they're on the right side of the issue. They're not, and I think you're right, that people are striking back at it in a big way.
He's a commentary writer for the Washington Examiner, Eddie Scarry, and as we say, you can pre-order his book to make sure you're one of the first to get it, Privileged Victims. Eddie, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Bill.
Most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
This report is sponsored by Cooper Tires. As summer comes to an end and the seasons change, it's important to take a moment and check your tires. Drivers should always check tires when there are major shifts in temperature and before any road trips. With the busy end of summer Labor Day travel weekend approaching, it's the perfect time for a tire check safety moment. Jessica Edgerton, Director of Brand Development, Cooper Tires.
We encourage all drivers to check their tires monthly with a simple routine. Tires are the only part of your vehicle connecting it to the road, so it's important to regularly check your tread depth, tire pressure, and the overall condition of the tire.
Cooper offers tires for all seasons, as well as helpful safety and maintenance tips. One tip for checking the tread on your tires is by inserting a U.S. penny with Lincoln's head facing down. If the top of his head is visible at any point around the tire, it's time to replace it. Take a moment before this holiday weekend and check your tires. For more, visit www.coopertire.com. Again, that's www.coopertire.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
This is your time, your moment.
This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by Sovereign Laboratories, the makers of Colostrum LD. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the banner ad, and get back on the road to health, okay? I know you'll find it works for you, as it has done for me. It's a wonderful product, and I'm happy to tell you all about it. With us right now, Adam Holtz, Interim Director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm in Kauai. I'm looking forward to seeing my new grandson here this weekend. Oh. So we're kind of easing our way to Maui. So, no complaints here from this end, I'm telling you.
Man, Hawaii, as long as you stay away from hurricanes, you're golden.
Well, we're okay. I don't know if I told you, but the last time we came here, we left Florida in time to avoid a hurricane there, and then we come here, and then all of a sudden it's hurricane watch here. I'm going, okay, God, what are you telling me?
It's
here?
Like double jeopardy.
And so, yeah, and particularly the place that we stayed, they got pummeled by a Niki back in, what was it, 99 or something. But thank God it's been, it's a great place here in Poipu in Kauai. So we have a great time here. We've been coming back here for like 24 years. So ever since, when the kids were little. So it's kind of a good family getaway. Hey, let's talk movies. So how did Angry Birds movie 2 do?
You know, it didn't do very well. It was an odd week. The last 2 weeks at the box office have been weird in that we had a number of weeks where there were like one or two things, and then 2 weeks ago we had, I think, 7 new releases, and last week we had 5. So all of a sudden you've got all of these movies trying to compete for, limited money as kids go back to school. So Angry
right.
Birds Movie 2 came in at number 4. It was still behind Lion King and Fast and Furious and another new movie, Good Boys, which is an R-rated, really raunchy comedy with a lot of inappropriate stuff for kids. And I'll leave it at that, but that was the most popular movie this weekend. But why don't we turn our attention to Angry Birds 2, even though it didn't do well? Families may still very well want to know about it. And, Bill, sometimes when we talk movies, we have layers of complexity, we have nuances, we have context, Yeah, not so much here. This is a movie about, you know, animated pigs and birds who don't get along. It's based on the popular video game from a few years ago, which I haven't actually seen anybody play in about 4 years, as far as I can remember.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But this time, the pigs and the birds have teamed up against a new enemy, who is a crazy, psychotic, deranged eagle who wants to blow up both of their islands. So the pigs and the birds have to, you know, form a partnership, and some nice messages about partnership, about different people's gifts, about giving people credit where credit is due. But, man, a whole bunch of toilet humor and really a lot of innuendo. And it's sexual stuff that kids won't get, but still, why does it even have to be there? It was just
exactly.
Unnecessary.
Especially, see this. I'm like you on this. When you use a genre that clearly is family directed, that you know kids are going to respond to, what? There's no check on the language or the suggestive innuendo. I mean, well, what are you thinking?
Yeah, no. What are you thinking? And I think what they're thinking is they have to throw a bone to parents who somehow are not going to come unless they think there's going to be some dirty joke or something. But frankly, as a parent, I think it really started all the way back in Shrek. That was a kind of a groundbreaking animated movie in that you, all of a sudden you had jokes about, you know, male characters wearing female underwear, and all of a sudden the floodgates opened, and I think that there must be this perception that parents want that. But personally, I don't. And the fact that this movie did pretty lousy, it only made $10.5 million, I think speaks to that, although it also speaks to a franchise that's probably just done.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't think people are waiting in line for Angry Birds Movie 3.
No, I don't think so.
They're
pretty well. I would tell my kids.
Exactly. All right. What about Blinded by the Light?
You know, Blinded by the Light is one of these movies that comes along occasionally and is a very pleasant surprise. This is a movie about a Pakistani teenager in the 1980s in England. So a fairly specific context, who was an outcast and a loner and basically dealing with teen alienation issues. And he discovers the music of Bruce Springsteen. Now, I didn't know this. I think of Blinded by the Light as the Manfred Mann and the Earth Band.
Exactly. That's where I go. Exactly.
But it was a song on one of Bruce's early albums in like 1972, I think, which I didn't know. I'm like, why do they call it Blinded by the Light? Well, that's the answer. Anyway, it's a pretty nice movie, Bill, just about how Bruce's music gives this kid courage and a sense of identity that I think is largely positive and also relatively positive other than a handful of profanities, or maybe more, slightly more than a handful, but nothing too terribly harsh. This is a pretty nice movie. Now, I don't think kids are going to be interested in it, but anybody who came of age in the 70s or 80s, it's nostalgia city. So actually pretty good date night movie possibility, I think.
Mm, good. Wow. And right behind it, in terms of what it generated at the box office this past weekend, is Where'd You Go, Bernadette?
Yeah, and this is a sort of a dramedy, you know, part drama, part comedy, starring Cate Blanchett as an architect who kind of starts to go crazy, and her husband and her daughter have to kind of chase her down and rein her in. And it's another one that it's got some mild PG-13 content issues, mostly language and some innuendo, but interesting movie about family dynamics and about what does it look like to be really loyal to somebody in your family when they're struggling with mental illness. And especially right now, you know, Bill, mental illness is a huge topic of discussion in our country.
Right.
This was a movie that it looked like it might be nastier or more problematic than we thought, maybe based on the trailers, but it was another one that was kind of a pleasant surprise, and don't hear that as an endorsement. There's still some issues to navigate here, but again, this is not a movie teens are going to be interested in, but parents might find this one an interesting alternative, too, if you take a look at our reviews at PluggedIn.com and make sure it's appropriate for you before you go.
Exactly. What about 47 Meters Down, Uncaged?
Well, one word, Bill, sharks. I mean, yeah. Honestly, we almost don't need to go further than that. 47 Meters Down was a shark movie a couple of years ago, super low budget, made a bunch of money, and when low budget movies unexpectedly make money, they always make a sequel. This is about some teen girls in Mexico who run off and decide to go dive some Mayan ruins. Well, you know, diving Mayan ruins in a shark movie is always a bad idea because the sharks show up. So shark things happen that involve, you know, shark levels of blood and gore and that sort of thing. It's as predictable as it could possibly be.
And it's still rated PG-13 in the midst of the violence and that, right?
Yeah. It's not hyper-gory, but, you know, let's just say there's blood in the water here.
Yes, exactly. Well, I like it. Shark things happen.
Shark things happen. Exactly. Shark.
I love it. Hey, we're going to talk a little bit early about it, but Overcomer's coming out next week. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, Overcomer is the latest Kendrick Brothers, Affirm, Sony, Provident movie, and these guys make great faith-based movies. And Alex Kendrick stars as a frustrated basketball coach, and he's frustrated because we find out early on in the story that his small town has been hit with layoffs, and many of the families that have kids on his basketball team are leaving. And so he
they're heading to a winning season. I mean, you know, here they are. It's all set up, and things are looking great. And then comes a downturn in business.
Yep, and he ends up being a cross country coach, and he has one young struggling teen girl on his cross country team. And I won't say any more than that, other than it really is a story, as the Kendrick Brothers stories often are, about an ensemble cast of characters overcoming different character issues. And it's great. These movies are just, they're well made. They're not movies that you have to say, oh, it was great if only they had taken out this, and this, you know. This is one that I think you can pack up the family and go to, and it's a deeply inspiring movie, and I even got a little bit misty-eyed at the end. There's some really
sweet
stuff that happens at
exactly.
the end. So,
I'm right with you.
One worth checking out this weekend. It'll be out Friday.
Well, and people, it was interesting because you know, people are challenged because they loved War Room so much. You know, on their list, War Room was number one. They're going, wow, this may replace War Room as my number one favorite Kendrick movie.
Yeah, you know, I think that they, with every movie they make, they get better at storytelling, they get better at characterization, I just like what they do. So definitely a big thumbs up, and again, that's not something you hear me say very often, but one worth considering. And, you know, with Christian movies, especially the first weekend is important, and anybody who's in the movie business will tell you the first weekend sets the tone for how big or small it's going to be. So if this one is even on your radar at all, it would be worth, you know, kind of committing earlier in the week than normal to say, hey, we're going to go see Overcome.
Save the date. Yes.
Yeah,
save the date and go for it. Yeah, exactly. You will not be disappointed. It is really special. And the thing is, what the Kendrick brothers always do is, you know, they do, before they even go to production, there's always a deep dive. And Alex especially and Stephen got together and they wrote a book which, you know, really goes into a deeper aspect of what the movie is about in terms of identity. And I've been reading this book, and I got to tell you, I am blessed for it. They've just done an outstanding job. And this is the basic theme of this movie is an identity.
We?
You know,
who
are we, and not only who are we, but whose are you, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the core issue. And as Christians, we know we're God's, but this movie reminds us that there are other things that compete for that.
Well, we got to leave it for there until next week. Thank you, Adam Holtz. I'm Bill Martinez Live.
What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.